Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, great mystic of the Church. And the Roman Martyrology says, April 29th, the memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church, a member of the Sisters of Penance of St. Dominic. She strove to know God in himself and herself in God, and to conform herself to Christ crucified. Pursuing after peace, she strenuously and unceasingly fought to bring the Roman pontiff back to the city of Rome and to reestablish the unity of the Church, and she left brilliant writings of the highest spiritual doctrine. So St. Catherine is definitely one of the great saints of the Church, and her mystical visions began at a very young age, as we read in today's gospel, right? Where our Lord says, "You have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. You have revealed them to the childlike." And so while St. Catherine was still a child, our Lord appeared to her and inspired her to make a vow of virginity when she was 7 years old. And the mystical phenomena would continue. She would receive the stigmata, the wounds of Christ. She would suffer extraordinary scourgings by demons. She would discipline herself with extreme fasts. And she was enlightened by God. And she wrote the famous work of hers called The Dialogue of Divine Providence. This is one of the reasons why the Church has declared her as a doctor of the Church, because of her mystical and spiritual doctrine. She also experienced the mystical marriage with Jesus at the age of 21, when there was an exchange of hearts between the two of them. And now our Lord kept his bride humble, and this is one of the things that he said to her. He said, "I am he who is. You are she who is not." Right, so all of these things were the gift of God to Catherine. And another thing that she did was she was called to a very active life. She probably would have preferred the peace and quiet of the cloister with her prayer and writing. But instead, it was God's will that she be actively involved in the life of the Church, in the papacy, and among heads of state, and bringing peace where there was war and all of these things. And this was very unusual for those times, and that a woman should be involved in these things. And yet, that was the will of God, probably not the will of Catherine. And so we have much to learn from all of the saints and from St. Catherine. We can learn to seek God's will with sincerity of heart. What is pleasing to the Lord? And it may not necessarily be what is pleasing to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.